you had better hold on. Hold on to what you've got. You had better before you can count 1, 2, 3. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Now listen, fellas. I know you think that the wife is supposed to stay home all the time and take care of the children every day while you go out and play and stay. You think just because you got that little piece of paper on us, it means to stay home, stay barefooted and pregnant. You used to take us out to fancy restaurants. Now you don't want to even take us out to McDonald's. And we ladies are accustomed to the undercover work that you're doing and the pool that you're shooting. We know what corner pocket each ball is going in. But you better listen to me, fellas, because they got somebody out there waiting to sweep up what you swooped out. So if you got something good, you better hold on to what you got, because if you don't, this is what will happen. You will see, some man will have her before you can count 1, 2, 3. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Now listen, girl. Now you know I know that you like to sit around all day long watching the soap operas. Days of Our Lives, Another World, All My Children, and The Young and the Restless. When the man comes home, he asks you one simple question. Woman, where's the food? You foolishly look at him with one eye and say, I've been tending to these kids all day long and I got a migraine headache and don't bother me. Oh, but girls, when Friday evening comes, you want to hear nothing, know nothing, but see that little piece of paper that says check, and you want it all. You think because you've got that piece of paper on the man that it means that he's got to stay there and take the things that you do. But they always got somebody out there with a great big broom just waiting to sweep up what you throw away. Listen, 'cause no other woman wants your man. Pitch him out in the streets, and you will see that woman will have your man before you can count 1, 2, 3. Yes, they will. Yes, they will.